This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MUT students take center stage in critical 2026 KZN SOPA debate, and unconye ngokufukula abanye somabhizinisi owe Wise Man's Car Wash. The time is 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. In a powerful display of civic management, students from Mangosuthu University of Technology stepped out of the lecture halls and into the heart of provincial governance this week. On the 3rd of March 2026, a delegation of 33 students participated in the KwaZulu-Natal State of the Province Address debate, proving that the youth of Umlazi are far from passive observers in the South African political landscape. Invited by the Speaker of the KZN Legislature, Honorable Nontobeko Boys, the group comprising 18 students from the Faculty of Applied Health and Sciences and 15 from Management Sciences represented the University Student Volunteer Program, Peer Helper Group, and MUT Radio. The 2026 State of the Province Address focused on the Big Five of provincial challenges, which are unemployment, economic recovery, gender-based violence and femicide, education, and social cohesion. For MUT, this engagement was not a full trip. It was a practical application of the university's anchor strategy. As the debates concluded, the consensus was clear. The 2026 State of the Province Address served as a masterclass in public accountability for the MUT delegation. By challenging leadership and demanding concrete steps towards poverty eradication, these students demonstrated that they are critical stakeholders in the province's future. In other news, unconye ngokuba usomabhizinisi okwazile ukuvulela abanye amathuba, uMnumzane Wiseman Mncedisi Cele, ongumnikazi wendawo yodumo yobumnandi kwaMashu ebizwa ngokuthi ikwaMashu, ikwa Wiseman's Car Wash and Shisanyama, ngesikhathi kunenkonzo yakhe esikhumbuzo ebikuyona le ndawo ngolwesibili. Ucele obenamanye amabhizinisi ahlukene kulona leli lokishi nakwezinye izindawo ukhunjulwe ngemisebenzi yakhe nangokuba usizo kwamakhelwane bakhe. Ekhuluma kule nkonzo, uMnumzane Fayo Chile umchaze njengomholi obebukhali ohambisana negama lakhe. Le nkonzo esikhumbuzo ibehanjelwe ngabantu bamazinga ahlukene okubala kubo osomabhizinisi, omakhelwane, izihlobo nosaziwayo. Phakathi kosaziwa bebekhona kule nkonzo kubalwa uDladla Mshunqisi, uHappy Girl, uDJ Sindo, uSonic, uSox, uSjerere, uMaster Blaster, uBeast kanye nabanye. And finally, what the Spider-Man Brand New Day trailer tells us about Peter Parker's new challenges. The excitement around the newly released trailer for Spider-Man Brand New Day has reached fever pitch, with millions of views pouring in within hours and fans dissecting every second. For followers of Spider-Man, this is more than just the first look. It feels like the beginning of a bold and unpredictable new chapter. One of the most talked about moments shows Peter emerging from what appears to be a cocoon, hinting that he may be going through a physical or even genetic transformation. It is a striking image that has sparked endless theories. Does Peter Parker have new powers, or has he lost some powers? The film is set to be released on the 31st of July 2026, and if the reaction to the trailer is anything to go by, the anticipation is only going to grow. For fans, this is not just another Spider-Man story. It is the start of a new journey where Peter Parker may be forced to confront changes within himself as much as the enemies around him.
I can't believe our first hit at my team!
MJ, come on, pretend like you're not the happiest you've ever been in your entire life.
I can't.
I knew it!
Recapping your top stories this hour, MUT students take center stage in critical 2026 KZN State of the Province debate, and unconye ngokufukula osomabhizinisi abanye owe Wiseman's Car Wash. I will be back with the news headlines at the half hour. For MUT Radio News, I am Mncedisi Ngubane.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.